Today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is scheduled to vote on a treaty that could help ease movement of materials used in agricultural research. The International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture is one of seven treaties the panel will consider today. American Seed Trade Association President and CEO Andy Levine spoke with AgriPulse contributor Cindy Zimmerman to talk about what the treaty would do.
It sets the parameters on how germplasm will be moved internationally and how property will be respected for certain countries that have native species that others want to use and then rewarded back so that they can continue to build the germplasm systems. But we need it so that we have a level playing field for all breeders globally. And the U.S. is a leader here, and we need to be at the table by adopting the treaty.
ASTA says the treaty has already been ratified by about 140 countries. Levine says U.S. consideration has been in the works for some time.
This has been hanging out there for 8 years, trying to get through Senate ratification. Unfortunately, there's a lot of senators who just don't like any treaties at all, so it's been sort of languishing there. We think we've got it teed up to go through the full Senate committee, and then hopefully in the next couple of months it'll pass the Senate.
But Levine is worried that some lawmakers may still be leery of the treaty.
It's completely something that they don't understand. There's no change in law that needs to be made. There's no cost or expense to this. It's us being part of the game and being at the table to drive the treaty in the future.
Should the committee approve the treaty, it would then move to the full Senate. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.